still see Torrey Smith, Ray Rice, Joe Flacco, big offensive line, and we know they brought in people that are very capable, between young guys and some veterans. So we think they're very good offense, and we're getting prepared to go against them and hopefully get them slowed down enough to help our team.
Tough to see a guy like Elvis Dumervil play on the other team this time.
Well, you know, Elvis is a good player. It was a great year I had with him, and he's no longer here, so we kind of move on. And like we like to say in the league, you kind of wish him the best, except against you when you play against him. So, but other than that, he's a good young man. Wish him the best.
Wester's been a team captain, but as a special team for the past few years, now he's got it on defense side of the ball. What do you say about him and why he's earned that?
Well, I think Wesley's been, you know, a leader really all of his career. I mean, he's a guy that is accountable, dependable. You know, he's going to do things the right way. So he ends up being productive in whatever phase he's involved in. And he's kind of grown into that role on defense. He was there on special teams. Guys that are productive and dependable earn the respect of their teammates. I think that's what you're seeing.
How is Omar able to his transition to safety?
It's coming. You know, he's a guy that knows more corner and nickel at this time, but he's learning. And, you know, it's not unusual to cross-train guys. Obviously, we tried Jammer at safety and feel like he's just more comfortable, more natural at corner, and Omar may have a chance to help us out there. They both can kind of play both, and so it gives us a little flexibility as we go through that throughout the year.
Where's Derek at in his recovery?
Wolf?
Yeah.
Recovered. You know, from my standpoint, he's been cleared by the doctors and the training staff. So from my standpoint, you know, we're just on the field practicing and getting ready to go Thursday night. He's full go.
Jack, do you expect him to take a big step this year in his development?
I think he expects to, you know. We talked about that, the way he came in camp, and he's kind of on a mission. You know, he had a very, very fine rookie year and wants to build on that and be even better. Look, anything's possible. I think the way he works at it, his approach, he obviously has some ability, and I wouldn't count him out. I wouldn't think that he couldn't get it done. But obviously, this is the time of year where everybody's excited about what's in front of us, and we get a fresh start and a new beginning, and here we go.
Jack, last season's game in the playoffs with the Ravens, a lot of folks put it on the defense as to what the outcome. A little more pressure, a little more amped up from your side to...
No, not really. I think you get opportunities in this league. We certainly did some extraordinary things last year on defense, played some really good ball, and really as a football team. And we came up short in that game. I don't think anybody that was here last year that is back with us feels any differently. I think we all understand that's in the past. You learn what you can from it, and you go forward with resolve and eagerness to get this thing started and see what this year's going to be about.
What are the odds you'll have Champ on Thursday?
I'm sorry?
What are the odds you'll have Champ?
Champ.
On Thursday,
Bailey. I'll let Coach Fox handle those discussions.
Sylvester Williams, where do you see him doing well, and where do you want him to continue to make strides?
Yeah, Sylvester's a good young player. He's had a good, solid camp. He'll be in the rotation, you know, and I think he's got a good future ahead of him. He's got to continue to grow as a player, you know, but he's a young guy with talent that's working hard and doing a solid job.
You played him a lot last Thursday night. Did you just want him to get a feel for that, being out there for 50 plays?
Well, we wanted to play the guys that were playing, and we didn't have a lot of them we were playing with, so he played a lot. Really, that was a good gut check for those guys that got to play. They played most of them, you know, the entire game. I mean, that's kind of why that happened that way. We had purposely, you know, had other guys out of consideration, and he had to go.
How disappointing was it to lose Laurenti like that?
Yeah, it's too bad for the young man. He'd had a nice camp, put himself in position. He was definitely a consideration at the end. It's too bad, unfortunate, that happened. That was really the only injury, where the guy's going to be done and not going to have him. Of that game. I mean, obviously, Quantarius is another guy who we had high hopes for, and his knee needs time. And so those two guys are two promising young guys that'll be on IR. And then obviously there are a couple others, but those are the two young guys I can think of.
How important will scheme be on Thursday night to get pressure on the quarterback?
Well, you know, we always try to mix, you know, scheme with players and do the best we can with our group to make the quarterback uncomfortable. And, you know, that doesn't change. I mean, it's the plan in every game we've ever been in. So, you know, obviously they've got a very good football team. They're not going to make it easy for us. We've got a plan. They've got a plan. And it'll all unfold Thursday night.